Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Bars. Thanks for downloading this episode of the Youth in Education podcast, where we explore developments in education, research and policy that affect young people, primarily in the UK, with a range of expert guests. This podcast is brought to you by the Centre for Education and Youth.
The Centre for Education and Youth believes society should ensure all children and young people receive the support they need to make a fulfilling transition to adulthood. Find us at cfey.org.
Hi, it's Vanessa, Junior Associate at the Centre for Education and Youth. Today I talked to Milana, one of the amazing young people we have joining us for our 2021 Work Experience Programme. Hi Milana, it's great to have you today. How are you?
Hey Vanessa, I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me, like inviting me to this. It was really nice, thank you.
It's great to have you. Thank you for coming. How have you found the work experience so far?
Oh, it's been amazing. Honestly, it's been so valuable in terms of getting new knowledge and like meeting other people and seeing how they work. It's a really different field for me because I've never seen how people do research and write reports. So it's been amazing.
That's great to hear. I'm glad you've enjoyed it. What would you say has been like your favorite part so far?
My favorite part, I think, yeah, definitely has been getting more like training and knowledge on like things like writing blogs, how to do podcasts and like invite other people and like the things that you should consider when recording. So it's been like really interesting because I can use that for my future.
That sounds great. Could you tell me a little bit more? I know you have like, is it a podcast or a blog that you have? Could you tell me about that?
Oh, yes. So basically last year I've started a blog. So I've created my own website and then I've started my Instagram account based on that. It's basically like a website where I talk about mental health, like I write blogs and like writing tips and articles I think would be helpful for people. My own thoughts, experiences and things like that. Yeah, it's been really nice. And I've been creating my own digital pictures and photos, like saying or encouraging people to not give up hope and like pay more attention to their mental health, those sort of things.
That sounds amazing. What made you get into that?
Oh, I think like actually it's been from a young age. I've really enjoyed writing my own thoughts, like writing things and like sharing it with people. So I think when I was like 13, I found interesting like how people create their own websites and like how they write like blogs and things like that. So but I didn't know how to do that properly, but then in the past few years I had more time to do that and had like more time, like, you know, to work from home. And so I thought it would be a great thing to do, like to start actually like creating my own website and then start blogging.
That sounds great. And for anyone listening who's interested, we might, if that's okay with you Milana, we'll add links to your blog on this blog post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that will be fine. Yeah,
that's amazing. So Milana, I know you've been doing some research on the work experience program. Could you tell me a little bit more about what subject you picked?
Yeah, so I've picked the subject of lying. What is people's perception on lying and yeah, being dishonest?
That sounds really interesting. What made you pick that?
Basically, like for the past few weeks, I've been watching this reality show. It's in Russian, but it just shows like how people behave like in society and just like the way they act. And it was interesting because there was just one person. I think it applies to everyone, to be honest, but it was just this guy. He was saying something, but then he doesn't really stick to what he says and he acts differently. And I was just wondering, like, does he realize that, like, he's lying at this moment? Like, does I actually, like, know in his head? So I was just wondering, like, because it applies to everyone. We always say some things, but then don't even stick to them. So is that considered as lying? Like, can we be blamed for that? So that was what interested me.
Yeah, that is really interesting, I guess. Kind of like when people say stuff, what's their intention behind saying it? And kind of do people know they're lying when they say they're going to do something and they don't?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. And I know you've done a bit of reading on the topic. What have you found so far?
I found that because I was really interested what is going on inside the brain, like when we actually lie. And I found that, you know, the amygdala, like that's part of the brain that is kind of responsible for like the responses that we get like after we lie. So usually it's kind of like stressed feelings, like because we know we lied and it's something that is bad. But after there's a research and the findings constantly show that after we lie once, the next time it kind of becomes easier. So the amygdala, the part of the brain that did give the reaction, the next time it gives a less reaction. So with every time you lie, the reaction becomes less and less. So until the point when you lie and then the reaction doesn't even come. So you might be ending up at a point where you lie and your brain, the part of the brain doesn't react anymore. So lying is absolutely natural for you. So it's not even uncomfortable anymore. So I think that's really showing a bad effect of lying constantly.
That's interesting. So the more we lie, the more we become desensitized to it and it doesn't even bother us anymore past a certain point.
That's what I found from reading.
Really interesting. Yeah. And I know you've done some other reading. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I was just like reading an article that said, like, how do we detect lies? Like, because, you know, there's lie detectors that they do detect lies, like how people respond and whether they like, how do they react when they lie and things like that. So I think machinery is quite better than a human being, like at detecting lies, but it's not 100% perfect. So it just like made me think, like, how is it even possible to detect a lie? Because from my personal like view, even I don't know, like sometimes when I lie or don't, or some people don't, they might be lying to themselves or believing in that thing, but then in reality it's not really true, because like, you know, everyone has their own personal experience and their beliefs. So how could like one person say you are lying, but then that person who might be like, you know, saying the lie, experiencing as a truth? Like, so how would you like separate that into what is a lie and what is not? So it's really hard for me, I think, and from reading as well, I think it's quite impossible.
Yeah, it's quite difficult, isn't it? Sometimes with lies, it comes down to kind of like perception. It's like, is it a lie or is it bending the truth? And or at what point does something become a lie? I think it's like quite difficult as well.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, what's your kind of general view about lying? Do you think it's wrong? What do you think?
I think it is wrong. Well, it depends, like, and from the interviews I did conduct, I think people have different views, because there's like distinctions in lying, because there's always intentional one when like people trying to trick other people by like giving them wrong information or trying to mislead them, like in their, to get their own like motifs across and like get the things that they want. But then there could be like white lies, of course, and like things, maybe you lie because you don't want to hurt the other person, or you're having this kind of bad reaction because you're scared how the other person might react. So yeah, I'm having like controversial view on lying, but I think just generally, because humans are complex and it's really hard to be a human sometimes. So I think it should be more like lenient in that way. Like, if sometimes bad things happen and lying is not good, but sometimes it's just something that happens.
Yeah, it's quite funny, isn't it? It's like instinctively when someone asks you, it's like, is lying wrong? You say yes, but as you think about it, it's like human nature is quite complicated, as you say. So it's hard to just be like definitively no, lying's bad, when often it does kind of depend on circumstance.
Yeah, that's very true. I agree.
I would love to know more about the research that you've done. I know you've done some interviews. Is it two interviews that you said you did?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so I think the answers were kind of like really obvious. It was kind of that what I thought. Like one of them, she said that she doesn't like, she rarely lies. And she does understand when like she lies and she doesn't. When like lying, it can be unintentional as well.
Mm.
And I think like just people generally, I think they don't really have a really critical view on lying. They would just like, you know, that intentional lies when I told you, or you're kind of trying to mislead the person in a like in a bad way. I think that's a wrong way of lying, like wrong form of lying. But yeah, I think after the conversation, it was interesting. Like, it was nice to see that people are not really strict on lying. Like, they do understand that sometimes it happens.
Yeah, I know you asked some of them kind of, what is lying for you and what kind of answers did you get?
Yeah, so we did speak about like intentional lying, like when people really, like when the person does know he lies and tries to trick the other person. But I think the people I was speaking to, they did understand that unintentional lying happens, and that sometimes it shouldn't be people shouldn't be blamed for it. Like, so they were quite lenient on that.
So that's interesting. So for intentional lies, people didn't seem to generally have much leniency. But when it comes to kind of unintentional lies, people think that that's different to intentional lies, and they don't see that being as morally bad as like an intentional lie, which makes sense.
Yeah, I think like because they were judging from their own experience, because they do like, I think personally themselves make some mistakes like that, and so they were kind of understanding that more. But then I was another question that came into my mind after that, it was, what does the effect of intentional lie maybe has the same effect of intentional lie? Sometimes unintentionally can lie to someone and be dishonest with them, but then it might hurt the same way there with the intentional lie. Like, is there really a distinctive way of, like, for the other person who's being lied to?
Yeah, I know one of the examples that you kind of used when we spoke about it beforehand, Milana, was like the example of like a to-do list. And I do find, for example, it's like if I on one day do my to-do list and I complete it all the next day, I kind of like keep on that roll. But once I stop almost like holding myself accountable to what I've said and I let things on the to-do list slip, or I just let the list slip altogether, it kind of spirals. So I wonder if there's like a very similar effect where you become kind of desensitized towards like maybe even holding yourself accountable to some things that you've said you would do.
Yeah, so the people I was speaking to, yeah, they just generally said that they don't use to-do lists because they already know that they can't really stick to them and like they're not really useful to them. And then another interesting thing I came across, like with the one person I was speaking to, she mentioned that I asked, so why do we lie? If we like lie or make promises with other people, it's more horrible, like if we break that promise. But then when we lie to ourselves or like the break the promise, like for example with the to-do list, personally you wake up every morning and you do like a to-do list, but then you don't stick to it, that's kind of like you're breaking the promise with yourself, like in that some way. So I've asked her, like, why is it like when it's in public it's more harmful than when it's like to yourself? She mentioned that I think it's because, like, you know, with other people you kind of feel more responsible like if you let them down, but then when you kind of let yourself down, I think maybe it shows why the common problem that we don't really like love ourselves as much as we kind of do other people, like we can let ourselves down but not the other people. So I was not confused, but it was surprising.
It's interesting.
I was surprised to see that difference and like that distinction.
Yeah, it's funny really, it's like if we say it to someone else then we feel compelled to do it, but yeah, when we say it to ourselves we don't. So it's almost like, so the promises to ourselves not matter as much. It's quite interesting. That's great. And I know I know when we spoke about the script, you were planning on doing a scenario task with the interviewees. Did you get a chance to do that with them? Do you want to explain it just so they get a sense of what we're talking about?
So like this, there was a little scenario story where two friends were meant to meet, and like one girl that was called Ellie, she agreed, and she would be like, and she said that, oh yes, let's go to the cinema in the morning, like this Saturday, and they agreed, and if everything was well. But then on that day, she messaged her friend and said, like Ellie, she messaged her friend and said, oh, I don't feel up to it anymore, so the plan was kind of cancelled. And then the question was Ellie lying? Like, could we blame her for that? And people usually answered that, no, maybe like, she didn't feel it that way, like that day, maybe she didn't feel well or something like that. But then when you kind of reveal more information, like, oh, Ellie, she did know that she doesn't really like go to the cinema, like because they were planning to go to the cinema, and she doesn't really like going somewhere in the morning. So she did, like, Ellie, she knew that. But then for some reason, she didn't explain it to her friend. And already she kind of knew on that day that maybe it's not going to happen. So, and then people afterwards, yeah, they did change their mind. They're like, oh, maybe she would have been like, she should have been more honest, tell her beforehand in order to like to escape breaking the promise. So, yeah, she could have like not let that situation go that far.
That makes sense. Yeah, so people think maybe she shouldn't have essentially agreed, or she shouldn't have let it get to the point where the person was asking on the day and being cancelled.
Yeah, because I think from my personal experience, I kind of know when like people ask me do you want to do this, or could you come and like help on this day? I kind of from within, I know that I don't want to do this, but then sometimes I agree because, you know, you have to and you don't want to like upset the other person. But it's not really something you want to do. And then sometimes you can either like afterwards, you can maybe say, oh, maybe I cannot do it anymore, or you just have to, but it's not really your wish.
I wonder sometimes if in those scenarios, it's also a case of like, we're not being truthful to ourselves. So like sometimes, for example, I might make plans and it's like a Saturday morning where I know I've had a hectic week, and it's like, I say yes. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I should go, I should socialize, but deep down, I know I'm too tired. So I wonder sometimes, I don't know what you think, if it's like we're almost also not being truthful to ourselves, and we're agreeing to things even though deep down we know we can't, because maybe we don't want to say no, or we don't want to feel unreliable or whatever. I mean, what do you think about that?
I agree, because like I don't know how it happens. Like, do we lie to ourselves because we do lie to ourselves, but how does it happen? Because like you said, from like deep inside, you kind of know, like you understand, like yes, you are tired, or yes, you don't like this. But then I think because like, you know, it's a problem of conscious, unconscious mind, because like you always have conflicting things within you, because like, you know, even publicly, like you have to do some things in society, but then sometimes like you don't really feel that way. So it's kind of like even like how society is formed, like you have to do some things, or you have to like behave in some way that is maybe like conflicting with your own self. So I think that's why sometimes we have to lie or like act in a way that is different to ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, Milana, that sounds fascinating. I'm going to just start to wrap up there. I mean, in terms of everything you've looked at, do you have any kind of last thoughts? I mean, what do you now... when you went in, how did you feel about lying versus like how you feel now? Was there any change, or do you feel very similar?
I think I feel really similar. Yeah, I'm just like really interested in, like, you know, we talked about keeping the promises like with yourself and like other people. So I'm kind of interested in that now due to like the conversations I had with people now. So it kind of inflicted more interest in me now.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's kind of like sparked another interest in another subject that I'm sure you're going to go off to write an amazing blog about at some point.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that, Milana. It was great to speak to you.
It was great speaking to you with you as well. And like all the questions are really interesting and it really made me think.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast and want to hear more, please leave us a review and subscribe via iTunes or RSS. If you know someone who'd be interested in this episode, don't be afraid to share it, and feel free to contact us via the links in the show notes. See you next time.